The lion's senses are keen. Its whiskers can pick up vibrations, so it can sense animals as small as a mouse in pitch darkness.
The lion is desperate, and the only way it can win is to get to the throat. With the last remaining strength, he lunges towards the bear. The force of the impact knocks the bear backwards, and the lion grabs the throat.
The lion needs almost 20 kilos of meat a day to survive. Without it, it will quickly weaken.
The bear is able to regain his footing and towers over its rival. It throws the 750-pound megalion with little effort. Unfortunately for the lion, the bear happens to throw it in the direction of the cave.
The cave is over 30 meters deep. A deadly drop.
It's a sheer drop to the bottom that nothing can survive. The herbivore bones that were found in the cave show no signs of predation. So this tells us that nothing that went into that cave lived to eat the bodies of the other victims.
Although the cave meant certain death to animals, it would yield groundbreaking benefits to paleontologists.
The great thing about a cave is that it helps preserve the evidence, because the bones aren't exposed to the normal elements that can erode the facts and alter the clues. But that's of little comfort to the animals who happen to fall into it.
Having claimed the life of the megalion, Natural Trap Cave would continue to accumulate thousands of other victims over the next 10,000 years.
The megalion is not the only victim to fall prey to the trap. As the environments continue to get worse, even the apex predator, like the short-faced bear, would be forced to take advantage of any food source it could find. And like the lion, it would have been lured into the cave with the promise of meat, but would have found death waiting at the bottom of the cave.
Giant predators like the megalion and short-faced bear would eventually be unable to sustain themselves in the warmer climates. But they remain some of the largest and most ferocious mammals ever to walk the earth. The trap cave still holds thousands of bones. Many have yet to be dug up. It's one of the richest fossil finds in North America, and one of the greatest sources of mammal fossils in the world.